Increasing numbers of developers are including green spaces in their building plans. That's a surprise to some environmentalists who are used to seeing developers as the enemy. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports home builders are finding economic as well as environmental reasons to preserve green spaces.
Denny Hill is 56 years old, and he's lived in Athens, Georgia all his life. He's walking through a forest of hardwood trees, oak, poplar, dogwood. This is what the South looked like before pavement.
Every species of wildlife that is indigenous to this area is right here. We have squirrels, we have the raccoons, we have coyotes, we have deer.
Hill isn't a park ranger, he's a developer. And the deer, coyotes, and raccoons he's talking about are not in a wildlife preserve. Their forest is part of the new Oak Grove housing complex near Athens. Hill says he could have bulldozed these trees to put more houses on the lot, but he thought he'd make more money in the long run by keeping the green space intact.
This is a much higher valued asset as an open space for the people that we're selling to come here Saturday afternoon, Sunday afternoon with the kids, have a picnic. In other words, in 3 to 5 minutes, anyone can walk out here and be in timber that would normally only be seen in a very large forest.
When Oak Grove is finished, it'll have about 300 homes. But it'll also have a 20-acre meadow, a forest with walking trails, and sprawling live oak trees. This is not what's known as a conservation subdivision. Hill isn't getting any financial breaks by leaving a habitat for deer and coyotes. He is attracting home buyers like Rodney Howell.
With the two dogs and the baby on the way, so that we wanted a place where we could go and, you know, do walks and hang out with them and not have to be on concrete, basically.
Howell is another Athens native. As a kid, he built forts in the woods out here. He bought a house in the Oak Grove development in part because of the way Hill treated the place he grew up.
You still have the patches of trees, and you still have the meadow. You still have, there's a creek on the other side. So it's not been, you know, strip mauled, urban sprawled out.
In Georgia and across the country, developers are creating places like the Oak Grove development. It's made for some strange alliances. For example, Hans Neuhauser, who heads the Georgia Land Trust Service Center, says he now regularly consults with developers who want to keep natural areas intact.
I would say it's almost exponential in its increase, in that developers are seeing other developers profit by this approach. And people who once were skeptical or having the attitude of why should I do this are now seeing it as a way to increase their profits and also make a positive contribution to the quality of a particular community.
The timing is useful too. Neuhauser says tight state budgets mean that many states have less money to buy land than they once did.
So we see beautiful tracts of forest land in the state on the market, available for acquisition by the state or other entities, and basically nobody has any money to buy them.
One environmentally sensitive developer may not be able to fill that void, but Neuhauser says it's heartening to see the land developed responsibly. And he says there's an added benefit to keeping a marsh or a field in an otherwise residential area.
Not everybody has the opportunity to go to the Okefenokee Swamp or Yellowstone or places like that every day. People need to appreciate the outdoors, and the best way to do that is to have the outdoors right there in their backyard or their front yard or, you know, a block away.
So, he says, one of the kids who grows up playing in the Oak Grove Forest may one day become a developer who understands the appeal of having a forest for a backyard. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Atlanta.